People across the globe are in the grip of World Cup fever. Football fanatics gather in pubs and lounge rooms to support their country. But while the Cup's official anthem speaks of freedom, it seems it's not the case for everyone. According to international research studies, violence against women skyrockets during sporting events like this.
We expect there to be an increase in domestic violence incidents that occur during the World Cup. That's the lesson that we learned from 2006.
England's Home Office has released new data showing that domestic violence increased by up to 30% during the World Cup back in 2006. This year, the Association of Chief Police Officers have launched a graphic ad campaign to cut the violence. But why is the world's biggest sporting event linked to gendered attacks? Dale Bagshaw is an adjunct associate professor in the School of Psychology, Social Work and Social Policy at the University of South Australia. She said the reasons for the surge in footy season violence are complex.
For a start, I think there are particular constructions of masculinity which associate masculinity with sports like football and with violence. And these are encouraged in schools and in the community generally. And I think there's a permission or an acceptance granted to footballers themselves for violent behaviour on the sports field. Also, there's a creation of a male identity or construction of a male identity that's very much associated with being part of a football team. And because football is so competitive, there's a process of othering that goes on, our team versus the world, and this can serve to be a reason for violent men in particular to other women. And also, I think you've noticed in the media that a lot of prominent footballers who've been accused of assaulting women, particularly their female partners, have really not been punished very severely.
The English figures found domestic violence increased during the Football World Cup, but there don't seem to be similar figures for other major sporting events like the Olympics. Do you think this is a trend that's particular to football codes and the macho football culture?
Well, in the UK, I think it is. I think from what we see on television and from what I've heard when I've lived in England, there's a lot of general violence, general male violence, that's associated with soccer in particular. And I think whilst that's happening in that sort of context, it probably increases the likelihood that violence will also occur in the home.
A 2007 study conducted by the Australian Domestic and Family Violence Clearinghouse didn't find a clear relationship between major football events and domestic violence. Why would Australia be different to the UK in this regard?
Well, it may not be that we are different. It may be that we're just not collecting the data. I know in that particular study they did comment that the data was different, was collected in different ways across three states. And it may be that women don't find it as easy to report violence. So this study did say there was a slight increase in some states, but not nearly the increase that the UK have reported. It may also be that there is more awareness of the problem in Australia, and therefore family and other people are more inclined to intervene. But I think we need further research to make sure that we're not working with inaccurate data.